This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca.
On behalf of the Department of Justice, I want to pay my respects to your colleague, Congressman John Lewis, an indomitable champion of civil rights and the rule of law. I think it is especially important to remember today that he pursued his cause passionately and successfully with unwavering commitment to nonviolence.
The voice of U.S. Attorney General William Barr appearing before Congress to tell that body that ongoing protests in the northwestern city of Portland, Oregon, and elsewhere have turned into riots divorced from legitimate calls for a reform of police treatment of minorities in the United States.
Although the death of George Floyd at the hands of the police was a shocking event, the fact is that these events are fortunately quite rare. According to statistics compiled by the Washington Post, the number of unarmed black men killed by police so far this year is 8. The number of unarmed white men killed by police over the same period of time is 11. And the overall numbers of police shootings have been decreasing. Nevertheless, every instance of excessive force is unacceptable and must be addressed appropriately through legal process.
Meanwhile, on the streets of Portland last night, the sounds of federal agents firing tear gas canisters. This followed an appeal to Congress by the mayors of Portland and 5 other major U.S. cities on Monday to make it illegal for the federal government to deploy militarized agents to cities that don't want them. U.S. Africa Command says an airstrike that was intended to target al-Shabaab fighters in Somalia earlier this year killed one civilian and wounded 3 others. This is a rare admission by the command. The findings were part of AFRICOM's second quarterly report on civilian casualties. This is VOA News. Former Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak said Tuesday he will appeal his conviction of 7 criminal charges in connection with the looting of state-owned 1MDB investment fund and the 12-year prison sentence imposed upon him. With more on this story, here's Libby Hogan.
Malaysia's former Prime Minister Najib Razak was found guilty on Tuesday on all 7 corruption charges in his first trial linked to a multi-billion dollar scandal at a state fund, One Malaysia Development Berhad. The landmark case has been widely seen as a test for the country's efforts to stamp out corruption. The 7 charges included criminal breach of trust, money laundering, and abuse of power for allegedly illegally receiving nearly $10 million from former 1MDB unit SDC International.
That's Libby Hogan reporting from Reuters. China's foreign ministry says Hong Kong's government will suspend agreements on mutual assistance for criminal matters, including extradition with Britain, Canada, and New Zealand. China says the 3 countries' decision to suspend extradition agreements with Hong Kong over a new security law for the city constituted a gross interference in China's internal affairs. Thursday marks the 6th month since the World Health Organization declared COVID-19 a public health emergency of international concern. Reflecting on the millions of infections, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the pandemic continues to accelerate. He stresses that although the world has changed, the fundamental pillars of the response have not, which refer to political leadership and informing and engaging and listening to communities. He says the pandemic is under control in many countries, including China, Canada, Germany, and South Korea, because the countries strictly followed the WHO's advice. U.S. President Donald Trump visited a vaccine development site Monday, marking the beginning of the largest COVID-19 vaccine research trial yet. The president voiced an optimistic tone about the current trend of the virus.
Cases in Florida, Texas, and Arizona held steady and are now heading down. In Arizona, they're heading very substantially down and rapidly. We've been constant and in constant communication with the states and are surging them resources when requested.
The United Nations says coronavirus-linked hunger is leading to the deaths of 10,000 children a month in the first year of the global pandemic because of fears of contamination and movement restrictions. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.